Hello, everyone. Just going to talk about some stuff that's important to me. I would like to talk about my skincare routine. I know a lot of people are like, "What do you?" But whatever. My life, my rules. I always like to start off with cleansing my skin with the Origins Check and Balances Frothy Face Wash. I can never pronounce that properly. I have combination skin, which, you know, can be dry in places and can be a bit oily in my T-zone, and this stuff helps me, and, you know, so I don't dry out and leaves my skin feeling fresh. I usually use my Clarisonic Mia 2 face brush to scrub in my cleanser. It vibrates and rotates and really works in the cleanser better than I could do with my fingers. It also helps exfoliate my skin, and it makes it look a bit smoother and brighter when I use it, and I usually only use it at night so my skin doesn't get too sensitive, but it takes effort to remember to charge it once a week, but it does make a difference in my skin and keeps me from breaking out as much. If my skin is acting up, sometimes I'll use a mask, and I really like the Origins Out of Trouble mask. It's creamy, white, and it feels a bit like toothpaste on my skin, which is oddly refreshing but weird. And it only takes about 10 minutes to use, and it really helps my skin feel less congested, is the word, I think. And it also helps my pores look a bit smaller, so I try to use it about once a week. Kind of just throw it on when I'm doing something else. Next step is toner, and I like using Kiehl's Cucumber Herbal Alcohol-Free Toner. And alcohol products are really bad for your skin. Makes you look older or ages it, so don't do that. I usually put a bit on a cotton pad and glide it across my face. You know, you can do whatever you want. It has a very strong herbal scent, which might bother some people, but I really like it, and it makes me feel, it makes my skin feel a bit more balanced and makes everything I put on after that absorb better. I realized that makeup products and whatnot are expensive if you want the good stuff, but, you know, it pays off taking care of your skin, and you're not gonna get new skin, so you should take care of it. Next, I like to use an eye cream, and I know some people are gonna be like, "Why do you use an eye cream when you're still young?" But, you know, for me, it's about prevention, and I do a lot of laughing, and I don't want to end up with lines around my eyes, and especially when I have late gaming nights or out drinking with friends, you know, I can wake up with some serious puffy eyes. So eye cream just helps get my under eyes back to normal, and I like using it because it's kind of thick and really hydrating, and I keep it in my fridge so it's cold, and it helps reducing bags under my eyes. And after that, I use serum, and I have one I use in the morning, and I have one I use at night. In the morning, I use Ole Henriksen's True Serum Vitamin C Collagen Booster. Fun fact, Ole Henriksen is Danish, and he just released a new product line. It smells like oranges, which, you know, helps me wake up a bit, and it really makes my skin look brighter and smoother. Plus, it has collagen, which, you know, helps you have young skin. Because, again, prevention is important. And my nighttime serum is the Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair. And I realized that this stuff is like a cult following thing. And, you know, it is that for a reason, because it keeps my skin feeling hydrated, smooth and soft. And I feel like it, like the lines on my forehead are much less noticeable when I start using it. I don't always have it because, you know, that shit is expensive and I like spending money on other things. But I try to keep it around. And the scent is pretty mild too. It's not floral or anything, so I like it. After the serum, I have this weirdly French name thing, La Roche-Posay's Effaclar Duo or whatever. And it's, if I have any kind of blemishes or if I'm breaking out, I use it to like cover spots. And it's really effective, but doesn't dry out my skin or leave it red. And I like that it blends in clear. It's so warm in here. I usually throw on a light moisturizer because I don't like feeling like I'm putting on something too rich that will clog my pores. And my go-to is the Avène Hydrance Optimal Light Hydrating Cream. It hydrates, but it also absorbs any excess oil, so it's the best fit for my combination skin, and I feel like the French really know what they're doing when it comes to skin care, so... and lastly, it's something I only put on the mornings, you know, sunscreen, because protecting your skin from sun damage is really important. I don't want to end up with premature age spots or leathery skin from the sun, so, and protecting your skin against cancer is important too, because that shit sucks. I use La Roche-Posay's Athelios 30 Cooling Water Lotion Sunscreen, because I can use it both on my skin and my body, and it feels just like having water on your skin. So, there you have it. My totally true and real makeup routine. thank you very much to a certain someone who knows who you are for writing this for me. I hope I was able to pull it off. Honestly, though, that skincare routine totally works. I'm just letting you know. It's not mine, but it's someone who actually uses it. And, you know. So, yeah.